This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is a time to stop, to relax, to refocus what is ultimately most important in your life, to re-narrate this moment, re-narrate today, re-narrate your life in the bigger, better story your life is truly in. So to begin, lie flat on your back if you can, otherwise just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And if you can, close your eyes so that you can do what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 1:18, to see with the eyes of your heart. That's what imagination is. That's what we always do. We see with the eyes of our heart. We're always putting our imagination of what we think life is, what we fear will happen, what we think might happen. That's always being put into our bodies. Tense muscles, stress, anxiety. These are all normal parts of life. Having anxiety doesn't make you weird, it makes you normal. And one of the things the Bible is always calling us to do, to see with the eyes of our heart, what specifically Paul says, the hope to which you were called, the riches of your glorious inheritance in Christ, and his incomparably great power in your life, when you can live by faith in his promises, faith in his presence, faith in his peace, his purpose in your life. So take in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly, using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise if that helps. Breathing in, deep breath, and as you breathe out, focus your mind on feeling your body from within. Just becoming aware, mindful of your whole body, your feet, your head, your hands. Taking in a deep breath in through your nose into your belly. And let your out breath be longer than your in breath. Slow rhythm of breathing going. And with each out breath, focus your mind on letting go, relaxing your body, easing your body, all the muscles in your body, letting go of tension and tightness. When you become aware, you might become aware that you've been clenching your muscles. With each out breath, see if you can let go of that. Let go of holding yourself up. Each out breath, you're relaxing your whole body a little bit more and feeling your whole body fall more and more toward the ground. Feeling heavy. Feeling the weight of your body. Each out breath, just imagine every muscle in your body letting go. The muscles in your head, your scalp, your face, your cheeks, your neck. The muscles in your shoulders, your arms. Just feeling your arms just lying there. The muscles in your abdomen, your hips, your back. The muscles in your legs, your thighs, your calves, your feet. And with each out-breath, you're feeling every muscle in your body let go, fall to the ground, soften, ease, release tightness and tension. Let go of holding yourself up. If you're not used to doing this, this is kind of hard at first. You're not even sure what to try to feel, how to try to do it. But you will get better at this when you practice this. Your mind will go right to it. Anytime throughout the day when you have a minute, you're at a stoplight, you're waiting for somebody or waiting for something, you can take a minute and focus your mind on letting your muscles relax. Every muscle in your whole body, letting go of holding yourself up and easing, falling to the ground, softening, letting go of clenched muscles all throughout your body. You'll get better at doing it. You'll be quicker at doing it the more you practice it. This is a time for you to stop and relax and refocus and re-narrate. Let's do that by looking at what David writes in Psalm 63, verse 6. He says, "I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night." You have two words here that are kind of parallel in meaning. I remember you upon my bed. This word remember can also mean to be mindful of. You're just being mindful right now of God, being mindful of His presence, being mindful of His purpose, His promise in your life, being mindful right now that you are in the presence of God. He is with you. And then David says, "I meditate on you." To meditate is an ancient practice of God's people. It means to ponder, to imagine. David talks about what he's imagining in verse 8. He says, "My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me." My soul clings to you. Right now, just taking a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. And let's refocus right now your perspective. As you breathe out, imagine you, your soul, your whole self, your body, your mind, your spirit, clinging to God. That word cling in the Hebrew text it was written in is the same exact word in the second page of the Bible where it says, "That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife." That's that word cling, is united, clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. From the very beginning of the Bible, this idea of being one flesh was always a picture, ultimately, of our connection with God. My soul is one with you. My soul clings to you. My soul is joined together with you. Joined together. Just imagine that now as you breathe in a new breath into your body, and as you breathe out, envision this being joined together with God, being one with Him. My soul is joined together with you, David says. He's meditating on this. He's imagining this. He's envisioning this reality. This is what he's being mindful of. My soul is one with you. That word is why the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:15, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself?" Your body is a member of Christ Himself. So verse 16, he says, "For it is said the two will become one flesh." He's quoting that verse in Genesis 2:24, that the man will leave his father and mother and be united, joined together with his wife, and they will become one flesh. So Paul says, whoever is united with the Lord is one with Him in spirit. Do you not know, he says in verse 19, that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you? So envision this, the Holy Spirit in you, Jesus in you by the Holy Spirit. You are one with Christ. Your body is a member of Christ Himself. The two will become one flesh, Paul says. You are one body, one spirit, with Jesus right now. You are united with the Lord, Paul says, and are one with Him. David says, my soul clings to you. Right now, you are joined together with God. Imagine this, envision this, and feel this union into your body using meditation, using being mindful of this reality. You are one with Christ. Your body is a member of His. You are one with Him in spirit. You are one with Him in flesh. You are joined together with Him. Your body is a temple of His Holy Spirit who is in you. There is a oneness that you can't quite envision, but try meditating and feel that oneness, that togetherness with Christ in your body, your whole body, your whole soul, your whole self. My soul clings to you. I meditate on you. I remember I am mindful of you. This is what you envision. My soul clings to you. My soul is joined together with you. My soul is one body and one spirit with you. Feel that joining. Feel that becoming one with Christ, with God. And then David says, your right hand upholds me. This is all imagery. This is all imagination. This is envisioning. It's what meditation involves. You're envisioning God's right hand. He doesn't have a right hand, but this is an image the Bible is giving you, the Spirit of God is giving you in His Word. His right hand is upholding you. That word means to sustain, that word uphold. His right hand is sustaining you. So imagine this. God's power, God's presence, God's promise, God's peace, right now is sustaining you, upholding you, guiding you, protecting you in ways beyond that you can see. And you can trust Him. Meditate on this. His right hand is sustaining you, upholding you, maintaining you, guiding you, protecting you. His power, His presence right now in your life, His promise to you, and His peace right now is sustaining you. David says, your right hand upholds me. So imagine that, taking a deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe out, imagine God's right hand upholding you, sustaining you, guiding you, protecting you, helping you. My soul clings to you, David says. This was what he was meditating on. You do it too. My soul clings to you. My soul is joined together and is one with you. And your right hand sustains me, upholds me, is with me, holds me, keeps me, protects me, guides me, and gives me life. David says, I remember you. I am mindful of you upon my bed. I meditate on you. I envision, I imagine you, that my soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me.
Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. It really does help. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Look for new episodes each Tuesday and Thursday morning.